You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. And it is Thursday, which means our dear friend Mark Lupo joins us. Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lou is here.
Hey, Loopy Lou, how are you? What did you think about the Met Gala? You love fashion. You love a red carpet. Were you watching? Who was your favourite look?
I love the Jared Leto moment. The cat suit. He took the cat hat off. Yes. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, I thought it was good. I'd been to the Met Gala a few times. This one wasn't my favorite, I would say. The looks were, you know, muted. I thought Rihanna looked incredible. Overall, it was okay for me.
Did you know Rihanna was 2 hours late? It starts at like 6 in the afternoon. She got there at 10:30.
That's what she does. I've been to so many red carpets where you're waiting for hours and hours and hours, and she shows up and she walks right by, and it's like...
Yeah, it's like, what? So Vogue has a live stream on their website of the red carpet. Uh-huh. They cut the stream before Rihanna arrived. They're just like, we're going to wait for 2 hours? It was crazy.
I mean...
I know.
Very Madonna.
Not a good look.
No.
Not a good look. I don't like people being late, even if you're Rihanna. We're on time. If I make plans to meet you, Mark,
right,
within 5 minutes, actually probably 5 minutes early, we're there.
As you should be. It's rude to be late like that.
It's rude.
Yeah.
I know, it is rude. It drives me a little bit crazy. I mean, I get it. People have busy lives, but then say we'll meet half an hour later. I don't need to be sitting there. No, it's a fascinating thing, isn't it? Lateness. What do you think about it? Hey, let's jump in the show because we are not late today. We're right on time and we've got tons to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
I love this story. Gwyneth Paltrow is comparing her exes, Ben Affleck and Brad Pitt's sexual skills. So I forgot that Gwyneth dated Ben Affleck and Brad Pitt, but she did, and she's opening up about them on the Call Her Daddy podcast. I love this podcast because they get celebrities who don't normally talk about this type of stuff to really spill the beans.
Yes.
So Paltrow said Affleck, who she dated from 1997 to I think 2000, a couple of years there, was, quote, technically excellent in bed. Then she went on to say, but she did have, quote, major chemistry with Brad Pitt and was totally heartbroken after they broke up. She said when she met Brad Pitt, it was major love at first sight. It was crazy. However, they got engaged and Gwyneth realised that she didn't want to get married yet. She wasn't ready for marriage because she hadn't figured herself out. She said, I think I was really a kid. I was no more than 22, 23 or 24. And she just wasn't ready to make that commitment. Can you imagine if she'd married Brad Pitt? She did say, though, she was heartbroken when they broke up. But it just wasn't the right time. Maybe she'll get back with Brad. Oh, she's a married lady, though, now. So that isn't going to happen. So we're not going to have a J-Lo and Ben Affleck moment. Now, she also went on to play a game that talked about if whether or not they were good kissers. And she said, absolutely, both of them are really, really good kissers. But she said it was difficult to say who was better in bed because they were different. She said, Brad was like a sort of major chemistry, love of your life kind at the time. And then she said, but Ben was like technically excellent. Then she stopped herself because she said, I can't believe my daughter is listening to this. Finally, they ended with that game. We all play it. Marry, kill, or you know what. And she said that she would get back in bed with Brad. So she's picking to F Brad. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
This is shocking to me that she's talking so candidly. I will say this, you know, me and you, Rob, we've watched that movie Gone Girl several times with Ben Affleck. We know what he's working with. I imagine he is technically excellent at what he does. Brad Pitt, how do you dump Brad Pitt? She broke up with him. She broke up with him. Like, how do you dump Brad Pitt? Like, he is the most beautiful person on this earth.
In the world.
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure Ben loves this because he loves he loves the press. He loves hearing about himself. Yes. I would imagine Brad would be a little shy too.
Yeah, Brad doesn't really want this type of stuff. He doesn't play this game. Ben does. Yeah. Ben loves this. And who wouldn't want the whole world to hear that they are technically excellent in bed? And I'm sure he is. You're right. He's naked in that movie, Gone Girl. Mm-hmm. And if you Google it, you don't even have to watch the movie. The pictures are up online. You can see everything Mr. Affleck has, and it's quite a lot. And he knows how to use it too. I did laugh out loud there because Gwyneth went on to say that she turned down Leonardo DiCaprio because he was loose with the goods. And she said that Leo wanted to date her, but he had a bad boy reputation. So she said, nope, never made out with Leo. He tried back in the day, but he was already like, he was very loose with the goods from when he was 19. So she didn't want to be with Leo. But if she had to see one of them again, I'm sure nobody has to put a gun to your head here. Right. She picks Brad Pitt, which leads us to our poll question of the day. Gwyneth Paltrow is comparing her exes Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck's sexual skills. Who would you rather sleep with? Would it be Ben? Would it be Brad? Who do you pick, Mark?
All of them, honestly. All three. But Brad is probably my favorite.
I'm going to pick Brad. I think Brad is a more gentle, kinder, more low-key guy than Ben. Ben's aggressive.
He's a one-night stand.
Yes.
A sloppy one-night stand for me, at least.
A sloppy one-night stand. Yeah, I think you're probably right. But we want to know what you think. Go vote on our Twitter page, at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. This is the strangest story of the week, Mark. What is going on with a bathroom, Mark Consuelos, and Kelly Ripa and his daughter?
Oh, my God, this is hilarious. So while discussing the Met Gala on Tuesday mornings live with Kelly and Mark, with her husband and co-host, the mom of three recalled her daughter's embarrassment when Consuelos allowed Met attendee and buddy Nick Jonas to stop by to use their bathroom.
What?
Let me explain. So Consuelos said, one year before the Met Gala, one of my buddies, Nick Jonas, was on his way to the event and the traffic was crazy. And Nick called him and said, I'm stuck in traffic. He's like, hey man, do you mind if I use your bathroom? I'm on the way to the Met Gala. And he was like, yes. What? He's like, stop by. So Consuelos said he knew Lola was coming home from school and she was kind of in a disarray. So he's sitting in the kitchen and Lola is telling him about her day. And Mark says, hey, listen, there's going to be a delivery at the front door. If you can go get it for me, please. And so she walks over to the door. And behind the door is the beautiful, shiny, and dazzling Nick Jonas.
He is dazzling.
He is dazzling. And he goes, hey, Lola. And Consuelos is laughing in the background. And she turns around to Mark and she goes, I'm going to kill you. And so then Mark was like, listen, he's using the bathroom. Please show him to the bathroom. Please guard the door. To which Lola started screaming. She goes, I am not guarding the door. And she ran upstairs. What do you think, Rob?
What an amazing life these celebrities have. Can you imagine Nick Jonas texting you, phoning you to come over to use your bathroom? It's something really... Couldn't you just hold it till you got to the Met? I've been in that line, in that traffic jam with celebrities.
Yeah.
I think I was with Jessica Simpson. We were going to the Met in her car, and it would have been quicker to walk because it literally takes an hour in the limo drop-off line. So in the car, that you know, we're gossiping and laughing and maybe having a drink or two. But the car ride is a really long ride just because the traffic is insane. Now, Kelly and Mark are so rich. They live really close to the Met. Like, if they went to the Met, I'm sure they'd go in a car because of her outrageous costumes and walking, but it really would be quicker to walk. Like, they could literally get to the Met in 5 minutes. So it probably was the closest bathroom.
Right.
And you don't want to walk into the Met and then run straight to the loo, do you? Can you imagine Nick running up the stairs because he has to pee? It's too much. So he went to the bathroom at Kelly Ripper's house. Is that a cheeky thing to ask? I've only had, in my lifetime, a handful of friends, less than, I could count them on one hand, who have ever used the bathroom in my apartment.
It's so funny you say this. I had a friend who called me at an emergency. He was at a bar near my apartment. He's like, I have to use the bathroom so badly. Please let me in. I was like, you can use the bathroom in the building, the front lobby, but you can't come to my apartment. I don't like surprise visits.
It's so weird. Maybe it's a New York thing because we don't really have people in our apartments. We meet people in restaurants or bars. Very few people have dinner parties or come over because we just don't have the space. Nobody's got a dining table.
Right.
Like, you got to eat on a tray on your lap in my living room. Like, there's no space to have a dinner party. But I think it's so strange. Maybe I'm overthinking this. Even if it was Nick Jonas, I don't want him tinkling in my bathroom. Can you imagine if he misses the seat or if he's... Like, I don't know. I'm sure he has beautiful bathroom etiquette, but I don't know if I want. Do you think he had to do a number two? Or do you think he was really desperate to go? Like, well, you gotta go, you gotta go.
Oof. I mean, I won't name names, but I was near a celebrity once who did number two at a talk show I worked at in the bathroom, and the whole staff, we would talk about it for years after. It's like,
because
it was disgusting. It was really disgusting. Oh. Yeah.
I was at Joe Scarborough on MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
He has a band. He's the morning show host there. And he fancies himself a rock star. And he actually has a pretty fun band. They were playing The Cutting Room. Mm-hmm. And I was invited by the publicist to go and watch. And Mika was there.
Right.
And Hoda was there. So all the NBC folks were there. Rosie O'Donnell was there for some strange reason. It was just such a fun night. But before the show started, I went downstairs to pee. Because once the show starts, it's a tiny little club. I didn't want to have to get up.
Mm-hmm.
So I went downstairs to pee. Joe was in the store.
No.
Oh, the smell.
Gross.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? I love how I name names and you don't. You're a class act. Hey, moving along, John Bon Jovi, who I used to work for, hello, John, is saying that he really, really is excited about his son's engagement to Millie Bobby Brown. And he said age does not matter. So he's doing an interview with Andy Cohen. He said, Millie's wonderful. Her whole family are great. Jake, that's his son, is very, very, very happy. And he also hinted that he has no problem at all with their young age. They're in their early 20s. And John Bon Jovi said, quote, I don't know if age matters if you find the right partner and you grow together. Now, let's remember, John married his college high school sweetheart, Dorothea. And they're still together. They have a beautiful relationship. When he's not on stage, he's very protective about that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I once got John the cover of People magazine,
mm.
but they wanted to shoot him at home. And he said, no photographers,
wow.
no camera crews in his house. He loves the press, but he said, no, that's really sacred. And they wanted to shoot him and his wife and do a whole story
mm-hmm.
on the cover about this love story. And he would not do it. So he's very respectful of that. I think I agree with him here. When you fall in love, you fall in love, you know. Are the odds against you statistically? Maybe. But if you're going to go into it that negative, you're never going to find anybody. Do you think 20s is too young, Mark?
Well, she's 19, and that feels really young to me, because I don't know that you know exactly who you are, and then you have the world kind of telling you who you are when you're a celebrity.
Mm.
But I do love that, you know, he has a father to model his relationship
off
of, and I wish them the best, of course.
Yeah, I did too. I love young love. When I think about when I was 19, 20. You're right, she's 19. When I think about those years, I was in Edinburgh. And I was running around Edinburgh. I was at university. And I was kissing all the boys that I wanted to kiss. And it was just all so much fun. Where were you when you were 19, Mark? Where were you in New York? Were you?
I was in Connecticut in college. And I was very sloppy. Oh. It was very, very sloppy years of lots of making out and messiness, and I had no idea what I was doing with my life.
I had no idea. I had no idea, but I had the greatest time. What's Derek Hough saying about Tyra Banks leaving Dancing with the Stars, which now Tyra's out, they're bringing back to TV. She's not going to be happy about that. ABC have announced they're going to take it off streaming and put it back on regular TV without Tyra.
This is not good, Tyra. After Tyra left the show and Derek was asked about his feelings towards her departure, he said, I wouldn't say it was surprising. He said she has a lot going on and there's a lot happening in her future. She's one of those people who will always work and always be an entrepreneur and will always create opportunities.
He said nothing. So he didn't really answer it. No. And remember, too, his sister, Juliana Huff, is replacing Tyra. So it gets even more complicated. They did not like Tyra on that show.
No.
So my sources say she was wrong from day one.
Yeah.
They loved Tom Bergeron. Tyra's not a dancer. She's not really a TV reality host. She did have her own reality show, obviously, for a long time, America's Next Top Model, but she very much was the boss of that.
Right.
This she came in and was at least meant to be just part of an ensemble. And if you know Tyra Banks, I used to work for Tyra. Hello, hello, hello. She's not exactly a team player. It's the Tyra show. And yes. I was told by really good sources that all the dancers, all the pros, all the other people on the show never really hit it off with Tyra.
No, I love Tyra, though. She's wacky and zany, but
she's
like
wacky.
It just wasn't the right fit, and I would cringe every week for her, but I'm happy she's moved on. What I thought was really great, too, Derek mentioned that after Tyra left, she reached out to Julianne and said some really gracious things, and he admires her grace for doing that. So
that's a class act. Mm-hmm. That's a really classy act. My friend Barry Manilow was in New York this weekend. They had a huge concert for him at Carnegie Hall and lots of different celebrities. The group, the comedian harmonists, Bruce and Barry's new musical, they performed harmony. They stole the show. They were incredible. The next day, Barry sent everybody a huge orchid and a thank you note. And it's those classy. I know, Tyra, it's a really smart thing. I'm so happy to hear. I did not know Tyra had done that. In fact, we wouldn't have known if Derek hadn't spilt the beans.
Right.
Thank you, Derek. But I think that's a really classy thing to do because, it didn't quite work out.
No.
Let's say no more. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with my dear friend, Loopy Lou. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the pills. Yesterday we talked, we talked about Kate Middleton has just given up her role as the royal peacemaker. She isn't going to try and make peace anymore between Harry and William. Is she right to let it go? Let's have a look. 72% said yes. She can't keep putting this pressure on herself. She tried to make peace at least two times that we know about. It didn't work. And so, Kate, I think it's probably right to move on. You tried. It didn't work. You tried again. It didn't work. And ultimately, the only two people who can make peace here is William and Harry, not you.
Exactly. I feel the same way. And I think sometimes your efforts can backfire. You know, you might mean well, but you get yourself involved in the tension and it's just best that she stays out of it, I think.
That's happened to me. I've tried to make peace between two friends who don't like each other. My friends not friends with each other.
Right.
Never works.
It doesn't.
They never find peace. It's always, and even if you do manage to have some sort of peace, it never lasts.
No.
These two have got to figure it out themselves. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Brad Pitt or Ben Affleck, who would you rather kiss with? Let us know by going to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Rob, it's Victoria Beckham. So she kicked off her husband David Beckham's birthday festivities with a cheeky photo of him in his underwear.
Thank you, Victoria.
She captioned the picture. It says, "Let's celebrate David Beckham. You're welcome." And the picture, which I think everyone should go and run and see, he's literally just shirtless with wet underwear and a hot tub. He looks amazing.
Yes. He looks amazing. He looks Amazing. I love these two. I love their sense of humour. I love how playful they are. I love that she knows what we want from David. We don't want a video of him singing or acting or even talking. We want a beautiful photograph of him in wet underwear, getting out of a hot tub. They know their strengths. They play to their strengths. And nicest of the day and our naughtiest of the day, Melissa Gorga is speaking out about Teresa's power to have her fired from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So they have not yet been signed back up. I'm told these ladies have a year-by-year contract, so even if they are huge stars like Teresa, she doesn't have a 10-year contract with Bravo. They have to deliver every season, and then after the reunion shows, Bravo does its research, they get together, they decide what's going to happen next. So it's unlikely they both will be fired because they're such big stars, although with Housewives you never really know. People were asking, Melissa, does Teresa have the power to fire you? Because Teresa's been there the longest, arguably the biggest star on the show. Mm-hmm. Melissa said, no, she doesn't. I mean, there are tree huggers, that's what Teresa's fans are called, who started the rumours, and people went with them, which is crazy to me. However, other people don't agree, and they think that Teresa is the powerhouse there, and that Teresa's legacy is cemented with Bravo, and they're not going to want to mess with Teresa. I agree, but what I know about these ladies is that all this drama that would upset us in our families, they love. This is what got them on TV. This is the reason they're on TV. So if Melissa and Teresa made friends, I don't know if Teresa has a storyline anymore. Teresa makes Melissa more powerful, and Melissa makes Teresa more powerful. And that's why, in my opinion, they both will be back. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. I want you to be bold and brave and believe that you deserve to be surrounded by the best friends in the world. I'm a good friend. I'm a great friend. And I deserve to have great friends too. And if I don't, I find new people. Look into your life today. And you know those friends who are not really friends. They don't want the best for you. They don't cheer for you. They don't commiserate you when things don't go well. Those people are not your friends, and you deserve to have the best. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. Undercover Tourist.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.